In weightlifting, very important is good velocity in good moments. So if we start too fast, we have the problem to put the maximum velocity in correct moment.
So you think it's a timing thing, that if it's too fast, the timing for the second pull is off? Hi, Paulina. It's my pleasure to have you in Evidence Strong Show. If you could briefly introduce yourself, that would be awesome.
Hello, my name is Paulina Szyszka, and I'm a university teacher conducting classes with students at the Academy of Physical Education in Biała Podlaska in Poland, and combine my role as an academic teacher with coaching in the university sports club. I work with athletes from the age of 11 and working with both national and international competitors. One of my notable coaching achievements is the sixth place at the World Championships last year in Riyadh, and fourth place at European Championships for one of my athletes. Formerly national athletes myself, after completing my master's study, I decided to pursue a doctorate focusing on variability of selected indicators in world championships in technique of weightlifting athletes. In 2013, I conducted the research during the world championship in Wrocław, and in 2017, I successfully defended my PhD thesis with a distinction, and that was the beginning of my academic journey. And I strive to optimize the training for my athletes by integrating scientific research, believing that the synergy of theory and practice is key to success.
That's amazing. That's so impressive. I invited you to speak about your study titled Biomechanical Analysis of Successful and Unsuccessful Snatch Lift in Elite Weightlifters. So that's the study from Wrocław Championships, am I right?
Yes, and this is the part of my PhD dissertation.
All right, so this is what we will be talking about today. So I would like to know why you decided to do this study and what was the aim of it.
The snatch is one of the most technical competitors in the sports of weightlifting. Many researchers have attempted to describe and identify the important biomechanical factors of the snatch in successful lift. Even those research to provide some evidence about barbell displacement and body motion during snatch lift. Knowledge regarding biomechanical differences in men between successful and unsuccessful snatch lifts is lacking. No studies have been concluded on the efficacy of the approach in a female competitor during world championships, for example. Data related to factors that discuss between a successful and unsuccessful lift at the specific barbell load can increase the frequency of the athlete successful snatch lift. So this study aimed to identify biomechanical factors affecting successful and unsuccessful attempts in a woman weightlifting during the men competition, and this was the world championship.
Awesome. So this is the setting, and right now we need to know who was part of the study. So who were the participants?
The study sample consists of 40 female weightlifters competing during this world championships in Wrocław. 28 attempts were analyzed, 40 successful and 40 unsuccessful. Every attempt were in the same weight. For example, if the first attempts were no lift and the second one was good lift, we analyzed both of them. The study competition was the athletes who took place for first to eighth in every woman bodyweight category.
Okay, so you took first to eighth place in each weight class for all the women categories.
Yes, and we have only 14 parts of attempts to analyze because it was very important that the two attempts was in the same weight.
All right, so you wanted to have the same athlete being successful and unsuccessful and the same weight. All right. Yeah. Okay, so you had the attempt successful, unsuccessful. Now, what did you look for? What did you measure?
We analyzed that the attempts was the digital by two cameras. The camera was positioned at the diagonal level of the platforms at the distance 9 meters from the weightlifter, forming an approximate 45 degrees angle with the sagittal plane of the weightlifters to determine to the three-dimensional kinematic data of the barbell and the angular kinematics of the body during snatch. This we digitized using the APAS, Area Performer Analysis System. We analyzed the velocity, parameters of velocity, average and maximum velocity of barbell and the center of gravity of athlete.
So how it moved, the center of gravity?
Yes, how it moved and what was the speeds of the center of gravity in each phase of the snatch, because we put four phases to the snatch and we analyzed what was the difference between successful and unsuccessful lift in these parameters. Also, we analyzed the drop of displacement for the barbell.
Awesome. So you said four phases of snatch. Do you remember what phases were they?
Yes, it was the first pull phase, second pull phase, the preparation to the area phase, and the catch phase when the snatch is over, when the barbell is overhead of the barbell of the athlete.
All right. Okay, yes. So I think we are ready for the results. So what have you found?
First of all, we analyzed the velocity. So in successful lift, the average velocity values was lower by 2 centimeters per second in the first pull and 1 centimeters per second in the second pull phase. Similarly, the average velocity and maximum velocity values of the barbell and average velocity of the center of gravity is 22 per hertz change significantly. The average velocity center of gravity in all phase of the snatch was higher in successful attempts. The highest average velocity center of gravity difference between the successful and unsuccessful list occurred in the fourth phase of the snatch was statistically significant. In our position, the average volumes of the knee and hip joint went higher during snatch attempts. However, statistically significant differences was observed only in preparation for the area phase.
So preparation of the area phase is the preparation for receiving the barbell?
Okay. After second pull, when the maximum speed of barbell is the highest. Yeah.
Okay. So could we just wrap up so I understand correctly?
The maximum velocity in the first pull was lower, but in the second pull it was biggest in the second pull.
All right, so average was slower but the maximum was higher.
Yeah,
or second pull.
Yeah
so they were average slower at the first pull, but then with second pull the maximal velocity was higher.
Yes,
that's for this lift.
Yes, in weightlifting very important is it's good velocity in good moments. So if we start too fast we have the problem to put the maximum velocity in correct moment.
So you think it's a timing thing, that if it's too fast, the timing for the second pull is off?
Yeah, it is very, very important. And in different sports, we have the same situation. For example, in apnea, when somebody throw the hammer throw, is the same situation.
Okay, so that was velocity. What are the measurements you measured and how they behave and how they differed between successful and unsuccessful lift?
We analyze also the angle in knee and hip joints in successful and unsuccessful attempts. So in these indicators, we show that in successful attempts, the angle of knee and hip joint was higher in unsuccessful lift. It was the significantly differences in preparation to the area phase. So very important is to have a good angle in knee and hip joint during the preparation to the area phase. In successful attempt, the athlete was more stringent. In unsuccessful attempts, the degrees in knee and hip joint was lower.
So they were less extended when they were unsuccessful.
Yes. Yeah,
and when they were successful, they were extended. What other variables? Did we cover all of them? Probably not.
Yes, the successful attempts, the center of gravity was higher when the athletes catch the barbell. Yeah, so it is very important to put this within the training program to the stamping exercise, maybe snatch drill to improve, because when athletes catch the bar in successful attempts was higher than unsuccessful attempts.
Interesting. Why do you think it was important?
Maybe something like control about the barbell where he when sit down, maybe it's more control to have the barbell overhead. It is simple to catch the barbell in a squat, not squat, yes, when somebody took the barbell higher. But it is very important to learn about a big drop displacement. It's a less of our power, because when somebody put too high the barbell, he dropped the displacement a lot. It's not something like no energy, but I think it's strut to energy.
So it loses the athlete loses the power if
yeah.
The drop is too,
yeah.
The difference is
too big. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes.
Were there any variables that there was no difference, they were the same between successful and unsuccessful lifts?
Yes, because we have the same athlete. So the technique and the skill of the techniques is very similar. So when I start to prepare this dissertation, I was thinking that the differences will be big. Yeah? So it will be very simple to find what's as the difference in a correct or incorrect attempt. Yes. But when I analyzed, I saw that a lot of indicators is the same, but the differences, it's a very, very small. And I think it's very important sport, because when it's somebody is not high level athletes in weightlifting, he thinking that a good lift, bad lift, the successful lift, we can watch and we know what was the wrong. Not always we can see the mistake. Very often the mistakes is very, very small. So for me, it's very important to analyze everything very, very slow and very, very
carefully.
Yeah, because sometimes the minimally of change in a movie is very, very important.
Yeah, that's weightlifting in a nutshell. Hi, Nietzsche.
Yeah.
And that's the difference between success and...
Yeah.
That's so true.
Yes, yes. But now I was working to the next research about the focus of attention. It is very important, because sometimes we say something to the athlete and when he thinking about it, it's not simple to improve something. So it is very important what we talk to athlete before the attempts. It is very important, because we have four different strategy of focus of attention in learning and in improving contest techniques. And it is very important what we say to the athletes before the main attempts, for example.
So is this research finished? Would you have any advice how to speak to the athletes' attempts?
Very important, it's not focus of attention opposite of athlete. We should give the information what should be the results of the movie. For example, more power, more strength, but not something because we have the external and internal focus of attention strategy. And for athletes in the high level, it's better when we give them the external focus of attention, but we are use the holistic in the control strategy of the focus of attention, and the holistic is good too, but it will be the next dissertation and the next work mine. So maybe we can meet next time and I can give you more details.
Yes, please. All right. So let's conclude the study about my biomechanics of snatch. So would you have any advice to coaches how to apply the results of your study?
Yes, the weightlifting training should focus of the execution of the correct position for the preparation to area phase. For example, snatch pull, power snatch, snatch from the hang position is very good exercise to improve the correct position. When this exercise are used in a training program, we also improve the velocity of the barbell during that very important moment. We observed that in successful lift, the center of gravity of the competitor factors during the catch phase was higher. Hans's exercise, such as drop notch, for instance, can be perfect this element and should be included within the training program.
Awesome, thank you. I have two last questions, very short one. The first one is your favorite color.
My favorite color is black.
Black, right, noted.
Black.
And the other question is where people can find you if they want to follow you, see what you're doing.
If anyone is interested in my work, I invite you to my Instagram profile, pdropsiska, where I often share my video training and more. Sometimes I put the research what I prepare or something interesting, analysis. It's improved the my coaching and my technical skills.
Thank you so much for today and all the best for your new research project.
Thank you very much.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.